Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, this is Jim McGuire. How are you?
Hey, good, Jim. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm just always I'm always swamped, so I probably give me a second.
You want to pick a different time to talk or what?
No. Let me just hit enter here and close this. And okay, here we go. I just wanted to pull up your information here, get a little organized. All right, so just the notes, you're talking to Tony. I just want to kind of go over what you're looking for exactly. I see here you're looking for $125,000 to $150,000 for working capital, just for the cash, for up to 3 years.
Yeah, let me explain. First of all, it was Tony that approached us.
Right.
Said, what do we have to do? I said, well, we've got plenty of money for equipment leasing, but it's at a higher interest rate. And we have some other working capital loans, and we are growing, and occasionally do need money, but I'm not interested in more high expensive money. I got plenty of that. I have had occasional shorter-term loans from Funding Circle. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, up in San Francisco.
Yeah. And the interest rate is decent, but the term is short. So the question is, can you jump into that and give me some better options? So we just picked a number, $125,000, $150,000, 5%, 3 years, something like that. And that's how it got started. It's not something we need right now. We'd take it right now if you had it, but if we had it right now, we'd just refinance some of the more expensive stuff we have and move on. So it's not aimed at a specific thing. I don't want it to be equipment-oriented.
You want unsecured, uncollateralized cash?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. Now, you're almost an $8 million a year company.
Yep.
So you're working with Funding Circle. Who else are you working with? You're borrowing this money from. The reason I'm asking it is we do loans up to $2 million. I don't know if Tony got into that.
He did not.
Okay. So I'm not sure if you're working with Funding Circle and getting these and companies like that where you're getting these micro loans that aren't really doing much for your business. I saw in the notes that you did 5 financings last year for $300,000. Were those leases or a combination of leases and working capital?
The 5 for $300,000 was all equipment leasing.
Oh, okay.
And we do, if we grow properly, we will do about that much every year. And we've been doing it for a number of years, so they, you know, a certain number of those will have been paid off in another group. It's all part of putting in new ATM machines. That's the business we're in.
Who do you use for the leasing?
We have a company called Firestone Financial, and they're easy to deal with, and they're expensive.
Sometimes it comes hand in hand.
Yeah, that's right, and I agree. Mm-hmm. So I can call them up and have money in a week. They never say no, but they're expensive.
What's expensive?
10.
That is expensive. Okay. Well, I've definitely financed equipment that hasn't been as good as collateral as vending machines and definitely gotten 7% over 5 years at 100% financing. So down the road, I'd really like to, you know, explore that with you. And I'm talking about you'd be shocked if I told you the equipment that we've been able to approve. I won't keep in suspense. I was working with this company that owns nursing homes,
yeah.
And they, through an energy audit, they discovered, you know, they're spending $8,000 a month for their 26 unit nursing home. And anyway, they were going to save thousands and thousands a month if they just installed these AC mini splits. And we were able to, essentially, they cut a hole in a wall and they install these, essentially, air conditioners into a wall, and they're $1,000 a piece. And we were able to find it. And let me tell you, the business owners, they didn't have great credit, and they're not a $7.5 million company. So, and we were able to do that in a matter of days. So I think that down the road, I really like a shot at that. Okay. I think we could impress you. Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I think 7% for, you know, vending machines at 100% financing, I think that would be amazing for you. And like I said, we can do it definitely in less than a week. And we've been doing equipment financing for almost 14 years. So we have a huge list of approved vendors. So,
okay.
And you wouldn't be the first, your ATM machines, but I have a little bit of experience with vending machines. And so I can kind of translate that.
Well, the people who lease, give us this financing, are vending machine loan lender. So that's their specialty. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why I just kind of things ticks in my head, but yeah, I think you'd be able to maybe get, instead of a vending machine specialty, you know, less. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we cross that bridge. But so how much are you borrowing when you borrow from companies like Funding Circle?
Well, Funding Circle was just an opportunistic thing. They sent a mailing and said, you can have $100,000 unsecured. So I said, sure. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we don't go to people like that typically. They come to us, and if it's opportunistic and it makes sense, we'll just do it. But typically, we don't go out for that.
Who do you normally borrow from?
Well, we normally only borrow for equipment and only from Firestone.
Okay, so other than an opportunistic occasion where Funding Circle makes sense or somebody like them makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We have a little bit from a Bank of America line of credit from years ago, and that's probably going to get paid off in the next 10 months. So there's opportunistic stuff that does show up periodically. And if the rate's right and it's unsecured, so we don't have to commit particular pieces of equipment, then we just jump on it. But other than that, if it's basic equipment, we've gone to the same source just because they're easy and I'm lazy.
No, you know what? No, you're a business owner and you, you're busy, you know, and that's my experience is, typically when I work with a lot of business owners that for 20 years, they've been dealing with the same guy and they're not getting ripped off, but they're paying an extra few percent and they think that everything else is going to be difficult switching and you don't have the time for all the nonsense. And I get it. But I think that you could, you know, save a lot of money with us for that. But so do you have an opportunity now where 125, 150 would really help, or is more a solution? Or
right at this instant, there we're just about to close on a $95,000 financing from Firestone. That's probably already done.
Okay.
So probably in the next 60 days, we would need another hit like that, of that magnitude. And I can always use $100,000 just for basic equipment and stuff that we normally wouldn't finance. So. I mean, that's where we're at. I don't really need this stuff, you know.
Okay. So it's an ongoing thing.
If you said today, we can get you 100 in, you know, right away, and here's the terms, and they're acceptable terms, I just take it. I wouldn't take much more because I don't need it.
But what would you do with
a relationship for the equipment? I would love to hear your quote on that. If you could move fast, and we set up a relationship. Then it would be a steady stream. Every couple of months, we'd say, okay, here's the next one. It's $150,000, and you do it, yes, and we just move on. That mm-hmm. I would love.
Okay, so if we gave you really cheap cash right now, you would take it, right? But there's no real need is what you're saying.
There's no immediate need that's driving it right now. If you okay. had cheap cash and it was cheaper than lending, sorry, they just pay that off and, you know, have a little cash left over, that'd be fine. But there's no specific thing driving it right now.
Okay. And you're closing on this Firestone lease?
Yes.
Agreement right now. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to give you the cash if you had a need. You know, I possibly do something. I don't think, you know, we can't just give you cash for, you know, 8% or 10%, maybe 11 or 12. But, you know, unsecured cash, it's not going to get in the single digits. You know, the leasing we can do down, you know, 6 to 8% on ATM machines, no problem, 100% financing. But unsecured, uncollateralized cash, you know, the best we could do would, the best we could do is, you know, 11-12%.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a,
and I
that's
appreciate
an A plus.
That. I just don't need it. You know, so
that's what I wanted to get to the heart of. And So when's the next time we can take a shot at winning your business for the ATM machines?
Let me answer it with a question.
Okay.
Because what happens is we'll get a call from a bank or a series of banks, and they'll say they're going through a transition. Can we help them? And we move in, and right away we need, within a couple of weeks, we need to commit to financing $100,000, $200,000 worth of hardware, ATM hardware. So I can't tell you today when that will happen. I can tell you last year it happened 5 times. And it'll happen 5 times this year. But one is just happening now. When will the next one happen? In a couple of months or sooner. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what I like to do is, I'd like to, you know, be able to get you an approval just so you could see what it looks like and know it. But I don't know, maybe the best is just to stay in touch. I mean, we can typically, I can email you and tell you what we need for the approval. We get our approvals done in about 24 hours.
Okay.
So even, let's say, you know, if I had, you know, the application and the quotes, you know, we have an app-only program up to $150,000.
Okay, so what only?
App-only, application-only.
Okay, what is that?
So it's there's no, you know, we're not going to ask for profit and losses and balance sheets and tax returns. You know, we do look at the first page, especially the first time we work with somebody, the first page of the past 3 months of bank statements, and that's it. And we consider that app only. And 24 hours, you have the approval, you know, 6 to 8%, and take it from there, you know, and that's up to you whether you want to finance it for 2, 3, 4, or 5 years.
Yeah, typically 3 is about right, we think.
Okay.
Let me ask some questions, if I may.
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about your organization. Who are you?
About Bank of Cardiff?
Yes.
We're a privately owned business bank that started just doing equipment financing 14 years ago. We're not a depository institution, so we're not a traditional bank, publicly traded or anything like that. And over the years, you know, we're the first banks to offer working capital, unsecured loans. Really, the height of the financial crisis when the publicly traded banks stopped lending money, we were one of the first banks to offer this product. And if you were borrowing money back then, you know, it was typically, you know, a year or less terms. There was no 2 or 3 year options. We were the first bank that I know of that offered a 3 year unsecured note back in August, as far as uncollateralized loans. We have lines of credit, credit cards, you know, all of those, you know.
Interesting. So you have credit cards too?
Yeah, for our customers, we offer a Bank of Cardiff credit card. Typically it's, you know, zero interest for, you know, a year, 18 months, whatever it is, for $20,000, $25,000, something like that.
Okay. Okay. How would we get far enough along that if I did have a need, I could feel confident that you're on board? How do I do that?
Okay, well, we could essentially use The lease you're closing on now, if you gave me the quotes from there, and you know, I'll send you, you know, I'll show you our. I know you got a an application from Tony before. Our equipment application is much.
There was two
simpler.
Applications. I filled out both and sent a whole bunch of bank statements.
Oh, that's right, right. Yeah, here. Let me pull that up. A lot of that was forwarded to me. This is where, okay. Okay, hold on. I know there's a code for that. Oh, here we go. Okay. Right, so the commercial credit application, the one that's very basic and simple, that's for what we use for equipment. However, for equipment, we will need 100% ownership. So we, Mr. O'Toole would need to be on the application as well. And, it looks like we had the wrong address. I mean, so I would clean it up, send you a new one.
Yep. And, that's fine.
You know, both of your, information and that's it. We could do the one page application. And I think, let me see here. We already have the bank statements. So if you have the quotes that you're using for your Firestone lease today, if you could send those in, and then I could just get a proposal ready based off of that and have an answer for you tomorrow on exactly what it would look like. So in 2 months, 3 months, whenever the time comes, you'll already know the numbers.
Okay. The numbers here are the simple part. The part that I'm trying to think of something we could do in the meantime to get started. The part is you have to do business with us once, in a sense, to get it started. I mean, I got an Excel spreadsheet. I can do numbers. I don't need help with numbers.
Right, but I'd also be able to send you the contract so you know that, you know, you'd have it in writing. It's not just me sitting on the other end of a phone telling you we're getting you 7% or...
Let me check with Jack O'Toole and see if there's any things pending now.
Okay.
And that might make some sense. Let me see what he's working on.
That sounds good. Well, I'll be here and, yeah, we'll take it from there. We'll see what's going on and if we can, you know, come up with a way to win your business, that'd be great.
Good. Very good, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. It was nice talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.